Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My only thing I would say, I wish he had finished the season stronger, but we had honest, direct conversations with Keon. He's a young player. You know, we got to remember he's 21 years old. Some of the guys that get drafted in the first round are 24, 25, things like that. So let's give him a little grace here. His career will not be defined by one season, and he did some good things. He has a skill set that we think will play well in this offense.
That's going back a ways. Just after the season ended, Brandon Bean on Keon Coleman. Sure, players get drafted that are older. Dalton Kincaid is one of them. I think he would have been 23, but still old for like a player, you know, that draft capital, a little bit. And I think I'm right about that. He'll be 26 in October, Kincaid, so third season.
Yeah, that tracks.
He's still a year older than Kyle Pitts. Right. That'll never change.
Right. That's how time works, yeah.
So, if just because it's come up, I'll say it again. That's kind of what we do. Here is my analysis of the Coleman pick and that draft by Bean. And, okay, so they traded out and Kansas City picked Xavier Worthy. I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him for trading with Kansas City. A lot of people do. I think you do. You like the player too.
Right. That was the guy I wanted the Bills to pick. So yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I have the right to like just give it a pass.
That's fine. Doesn't look like a bad call.
No.
But I like that they did that, but I would have liked a better trade. I mean, they really didn't kill in that trade. It was kind of a push, but you get an extra player out of it. So many receivers that everybody had ranked in a different order. Fine. Then it's pick 32, and they trade that pick to Carolina for pick 33, and Carolina picks Leggett. I didn't need Leggett. I didn't need Ricky Pearsall, who went at 31. I definitely didn't need them to trade up for Brian Thomas, who looks great. I really can't tell you that I liked any particular guy so much that I just would have not. I would have ignored the phone ringing and done that. What I wanted was, after you made those two moves, to sit on the perch at pick 33 to start Friday night, and with all day Friday to field offers, again, you still have McConkie and Coleman and Polk, who hasn't hit, and Mitchell, who really hasn't hit, and a few others. You still had as many options just at wide receiver alone that maybe there was one more move there. I don't want to assume that there was, but I mean, every pick probably has an offer made for it. And so I would have wanted that, but I can't even tell you that, because I think this is wrong to do. I can't even tell you that, well, they should have picked McConkie. Look how good McConkie is. Some are telling you McConkie, who did I just read, wrote this, had a better year than Brian Thomas did,
mm-hmm.
or that Neighbors did.
Yeah.
But two much of an overlap, I think.
I was worried about McConkey being relegated to, like, being most effective in the slot. Now, as it turns out, they picked a player that a lot of analysts think would be most effective in the slot, in Coleman, a big slot player. But look, the analysts don't have to be right. Like, you know, a lot of the data, sure, it can lead you in a direction, but we're, you know, Bean is right to say you're living in a town with an outlier of a quarterback who, like, all the data told you was going to be a disaster, and all he's become is one of the very best players we've ever seen play the position. So, you know, I didn't love the Coleman pick. Like, I liked him early in the process and then kind of soured on him because of a lot of the data. Like, I don't know if this really is the best fit for what I think they need, which is speed, which is why I was so crushing on Worthy and wanted him so badly. But all that said, like, Coleman still has an opportunity with his skill set, the run after catch stuff. I think there's a player in there. We'll see if he can put it together and stay healthy. I'm far from, I would say, worried about him, I guess.
Worried, though, what's the context? Like, what kind of a...
Like, worried that it's going to work, worried that they're really going to be short. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's going to smash, but I think he could be a useful, effective player in a model that really is built on not relying on one guy to be, you know, the guy. So, you know, I think maybe... with those parameters, you know, maybe it can work. We'll see. But I did not like the trade. And I will, like, that's going to be in the holster, you know, for me. And I do really think that Bean, and this is fine. This is maybe the thing you can like the most about it. And I think a lot of fans did, whether, again, they're making fun of us or Jer or whatever, in the process. But you can like your GM putting himself out there like that. I generally do. You know, I think what he's doing, he's putting his name on it. His name's already on it, but he's making sure you know, I did this, and I believe in this. I like when guys do that because it's you're putting yourself out there, and if it doesn't work, the blowback is going to be more. Like, you're inviting more scrutiny and criticism by doing it. And that's the point I just made to Tyler last segment. Like, I think he's sort of turned the heat up on his guys and himself by taking the position that he took and being so defiant about it. And, you know, that's not to say that the guys have to mind that, or maybe they don't even really, I'm sure they know about it. I'd be surprised, I guess, if they didn't know about it. I shouldn't say I'm sure, but I'd be surprised if they didn't know that their GM was, it just made the rounds everywhere. It was a very hard thing to avoid in the world of the NFL when Bean did that. I mean, it went viral. So, really, he's put... A bullseye is wrong, but he's turned the heat up and the attention on whether he's got enough there. And the key guys for that are all the guys that you would think to mention. Like, he's bragging about the investment he made in Josh Palmer, you know, as evident.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I don't know, I know it's $12 million, and you didn't like the amount. That's a very modest receiver signing in the NFL. Like, that's a guy. That's not a stud. That's just a guy. And so, but he's the heat's on him to show that he's worth that or even better than that. And then Coleman and Kincaid, likewise. Like, you guys got to come through in part because your GM just sort of laid it out. Like, I got enough. These are my guys. My team's on the floor. You guys can stick it with your complaining. Okay.
You kind of like from the Napoleon
book. It's got to work now. You know? And again, like, I didn't love all of how all that went, but in general, I'm here for a guy being defiant about the job. You think I'm not doing a good job? I am doing a good job. I'm going to tell you how. This is how. And now it's time for those guys to go prove them right. And that's very interesting to me.
What's interesting, too, is, as it's been, everybody gets to decide how this is going to be judged or measured. Like, Joshua Palmer may not catch 40 passes. Like, what's a good year for Joshua Palmer? And you can show me again, like, the $12 million is not actually that much. And, you know, maybe it's 50. It's not going to break records, whatever Palmer is. So some will make that call based on those stats. You can maybe also do it based on timing, right? Like, if he's a touchdown guy, or if it's in the biggest games, you know, you're going to have that. Yes, it's only 39 catches, but this, and this. So you can do it that way. And then I think there's also, of course, the team outcome.
Sure, like last year.
Like last year. That's right. That's how we're in this predicament, if you will. Because to Bean, he's miffed that setting the franchise record in points and winning 15 games was, like, not satisfactory. Well, how can he say that? Like, that's kind of how he was that day. How can you say that? I'm sick of hearing this. What did we just do?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's merit to, yeah, well, as harsh, as high of a bar as it is, if it's that game in Kansas City or in some other game this year, do you have the player that you're going to need when you're playing against the best teams in the biggest games? They've spent the most time preparing for you. And what happened last year in Kansas City, as, again, tough as this is, was you didn't. I mean, for as good as they were, you didn't. By the way, on that game, by the way, and how it ended, we were talking about Kincaid on ADP chasing this week. Because I might have mentioned this to you. I went at it from, I'm kind of maybe like Bean a little bit. I'm sort of tired of hearing how bad he is all the time over here in the fantasy community. And, you know, they broke it down and ended up kind of talking me back out of him. Not that he's bad, but just like his production is really capped by everything else that's happened. And Pat Kareem described his drop on that fourth down play in Kansas City as egregious. And I don't think that was egregious.
I don't think it was that bad. I don't think it was egregious either. I think it was a drop. But I think a play like that ends up being really just a broken play and a wobbly heave. It's a tough catch.
But it could have
been made. It should count as a drop. I'm not even positive that it went down as a drop, but it should.
I'll give you a hot take. I don't think the Andrews drop was egregious.
Really?
As a known Lamar Jackson apologist, it's just like a little, it was low. He had to dive. He's at the sideline. Yep.
He had to reach. Yeah.
He had to reach. Think about it.
Down, sort of off balance to get, the ball was not on target.
It was just low.
Yeah.
And makeable, is that a drop? Of course it is.
Yep.
But I don't know. That's a word I would reserve for, like, the big, obvious. How did you not catch that?
It's an easier catch than the Kincaid catch, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that, too.
If I were rating them.
Sure.
But
Just go down and get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kincaid's got to contort.
Right.
Dalton can court. Contort.
Oh.
Dalton contort.
Wow.
On that one play. Timeout, right? After that, of course. 803-0550, the number. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.